that he'll always be there to provide what we need to turn sorrow into joy. A primary source of that joy is obedience. Obedience. I don't think a disobedient Christian is going to experience joy, but an obedient one has the promise of joy. If you abide in me, Jesus said in John 15, if you abide in me, verse 7, my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, it'll be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father loved me, I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I kept my Father's commandments, abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be made full. So if you want full joy, then obey the Lord. Obey the commandments. Obey the word. And that's part of being in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. That is in your confidence and trust in him and in obedience to him. So happiness is a choice. It really is. There was a book by that title. I don't know that the book quite understood the biblical theology of it. But happiness is a choice. It's not a game you play with your mind psychologically. I remember there was a psychological thing that I read about one time, and it was really very popular for a while. You were to mail in a to receive a coin, and this coin had sort of a braille kind of thing on both sides, and the idea was to put it in your pocket, and every time you felt it and your fingers ran across that, you were to tell yourself how wonderful you were, and that by using this coin repeatedly day in and day out, you would eventually come to believe the lie. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about some kind of a gimmick. We're not talking about training yourself to rejoice by simply tampering with your psychological patterns of thought. We're training the heart to rejoice in the glorious truth that the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. And you're going to know the fullness of his blessing when you obey him, when you obey him. And that's the simple path to joy. For the kingdom of God, Romans 14, 17, is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You walk in the Holy Spirit, you walk in obedience to Scripture, you trust in the Lord, and you will train yourself to rejoice. You can always look at the positive side, knowing God is working all things together for your good. Even the bad things that happen are to make you weak so that he might be strong in you, as 2 Corinthians 12 says. Even the chastening that comes is for your spiritual perfection. And so you train yourself to be joyful by trusting in the provision of the Lord and staying in the place of obedience.